Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Thursday, February 8th. It's a critical day at the Supreme Court for former President Donald Trump. The justices will begin hearing arguments over Colorado State Supreme Court's decision to remove him from the 2024 ballot because of his role in the January 6th insurrection. It's a hugely pivotal case to Trump's efforts to get back into office, and it's the most the justices have been involved in a presidential election since 2000. Trump has ridiculed lawsuits attempting to disqualify him, with his lawyers saying it would be un-American to not give voters their choice of candidates. And practically speaking, no matter what happens with the Supreme Court, Trump's name will physically appear on Colorado's ballot, as the deadline to print them has come and gone. But justices will be deciding whether or not those votes actually count. Trump isn't expected to attend oral arguments today, a change of tactic from his team after he's turned other recent trials into campaign stops. He'll instead be traveling to a victory party in Nevada, as the state holds its caucus today that he's pretty much guaranteed to win. The US says it's killed a militant group commander in Iraq who was responsible for recent strikes on American forces in the region. US and Iraqi officials say a car was hit with a drone strike in Baghdad yesterday, and that there were no indications that any civilians were killed. It's part of the promised retaliation from the US after the attack on a base in Jordan that killed three American troops, and officials say there will be more in the coming days. Journalist Elliot Gotkin has more.
We heard from the Kataib Hezbollah in the wake of those strikes on that US outpost in Jordan that it was going to stop its operations against US forces, in its words, to avoid embarrassing the Iraqi authorities. But clearly it was also an attempt to avoid blowback, to avoid retaliation, reprisals, a response from the United States. And clearly that hasn't worked.
The drama continues in Washington over border policy and foreign aid. Senate leaders couldn't get enough support to pass their bipartisan deal on the issues yesterday, putting the final nail in the coffin of an agreement that took months to negotiate. So now they're trying to pass foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan on its own, with Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying he hopes to start voting on it as soon as today. But even if it's successful in the Senate, it'll still have to make it through the House, which Schumer doesn't seem confident about.
The House is in chaos. It doesn't behoove the Speaker well to block everything because 30 hard right-wing people just want chaos like Donald Trump does.
And while politicians argue in Washington, people living at the border say they're frustrated that they can't work together, like this woman in Eagle Pass, Texas.
If we're still going to be on opposite extremes, that the Republicans want it my way or the highway and the Democrats are the same way, we're not going to get anywhere. We're just going to keep getting Band-Aid fix after Band-Aid fix.
The world has broken the critical 1.5 degree global warming threshold over the past year, for the first time on record. That's according to new data from the EU's Copernicus Climate Monitoring Centre that shows the last 12 months were an average 1.52 degrees hotter than pre-industrial levels. This temperature rise is largely down to climate change, which is mainly driven by humans burning fossil fuels for energy. And 2024 has gotten off to a similar start, as we've just experienced the warmest January on record. Rescue workers are searching for five Marines after their helicopter was found in California. More on that after this quick break. Authorities are searching for five US Marines whose helicopter was found in a mountainous area of Southern California. Officials say they were on a training flight Tuesday night, but never reported back to base. The helicopter was found last night, but it's not clear what condition it was in, and the Marine Corps and the San Diego County Sheriff's Office say they're still searching Pine Valley for the missing crew, but the bad weather and tough terrain are making it difficult. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.